what I'd like to do now is, again, have you take everything off of your laps, if you will, and just put both feet on the ground. And I'd like to close out this session with a song that I often use. It's a song that, if you ever want to know how to raise your energy level, some people have been asking about this CD, Cecilia. This CD is like spiritual solution to every problem for me. I told you there's energy in the photograph of that book on that cover. I know that there's energy because I know what had just transpired. There's also energy in this. And I have this in my car, and I set it at number 6. And I play this song virtually every day, particularly if I'm in traffic and I want to see if I can make the traffic move. I'm serious. Because I remember I said, have no limitations on what you think you can possibly do and create. Have no limitations on that at all. You can make traffic move. And especially if I feel myself upset about something, or if I'm not feeling quite well, or if my partner caused us to lose another tennis match, or whatever, I put on this song. It was a song, I've been calling it higher energy, I've been calling it faster energy. I encourage you to have this, because I believe one of the ways that we can raise our levels of consciousness and raise our energy, one of the ways to do that is through music. And in The Eye of the Eye, Hawkins speaks about different kinds of music and different songs as having calibrating at different levels. And some music calibrates very low and weakens us, particularly rap and gangster rap kind of music and things like that. It literally weakens everyone who's in the energy field of it. And you know that because there's certain kinds of things that are not only strident to you, but you can feel yourself feeling less peaceful and feeling more anxious when you're in the presence of it. This song was written in the 18th century by John Newton. It's a song that my daughter sings at the end of every PBS special. It's called Amazing Grace. And he was a slave trader, 22 years old, crossing from Senegal in West Africa to go into South Carolina. And in the midst of a storm, he heard these words come to him. I once was lost, he said, and now I'm found. And it was grace. And he called this moment of Satori, his moment of finding God. And when the storm was over, the next day, he turned his ship around and he went back to Africa. And he unloaded all of the people who he had intended to sell into slavery and went back to England and became the most ardent abolitionist on the planet for the next 55 years until he was 77 years old, John Newton. Worked to abolish slavery in one moment, in one instant of Satori. And it's sung by Cecilia, who has one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. And she's accompanied by the Wails on this, particularly throughout the whole CD. This CD is a consciousness raiser, and that's why I have it available at all of my talks. And here she is, Cecilia. She's from Norway, the land of the midnight sun. And she sings Amazing Grace, accompanied by the Wails, who are said to be the record keepers in the spiritual community, because they're in the same bodies they were in a million years ago.